It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
Well, good afternoon, Fairbanks. This is Explore Fairbanks, and the crew is you and me, you listeners. And my name is Bill Wright. I'm the Director of Tourism and Meeting Sales at Explore Fairbanks, and I have a wonderful guest in with me today because we're talking about one of my favorite subjects here in Fairbanks, and that is the arts. And anyone who knows me knows that I'm speaking the truth about that. But if you don't know me, just trust that arts are and me go way back. and so do me and our guest. We've got Jess Pena here, the executive director of the Fairbanks Arts Association, joining us. Hello, Jess.
Hi, Bill. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. We were just talking a little bit about how it's been a while since you've been on the radio, but the great thing about this is that we just have to have a conversation. And I think both of us are probably pretty well-versed in the arts, but great thing about the kind of conversations we have here with Explore Fairbanks is we get to delve into some of the ways that local activities relate to our visitors and vice versa. Let's go ahead and get rolling here, and we'll start by telling our listeners a little bit about you, Jess, and your journey here in Alaska that led you to where you are today as the executive director of Fairbanks Arts Association.
Sure. So I have been the executive director at Fairbanks Arts since 2016, but my journey with the organization started in the summer of 2012. And I will share that I was born and raised in Fairbanks, and so I have a long history here, and it has been an absolute joy to grow with Fairbanks Arts as an organization, and it's something I'm really passionate about. So my entry to the nonprofit Fairbanks Arts Association started after I graduated from UAF with a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree in drawing and painting. And I was actually working at the Palace Theater, singing in the Golden Heart Review. And I went over to Fairbanks Arts Association one day before our show at the Palace, because my partner had told me that he had just taken teaching artist training through a local organization for the Artists in Schools program. And I, of course, a recent graduate, I was really excited about the idea of working in the arts. And so I walked in and I asked June Rogers if she had any openings, and I learned that there was going to be an opening as an arts education coordinator. So I got started in that role. And over, I suppose, the last 11 years and counting, I've worked just about every role there is to work at Fairbanks Arts Association.
Nice. Now, I did not know that about your history with the Palace Theater. I'm an alum myself, and it's great to hear that. And just to let our listeners know that I believe we have some upcoming shows where we will be talking more about the Palace Theater and some of those great entertaining pieces of our destination here. But let's talk a little bit more then about Fairbanks Arts Association, because now it sounds like you've been there long enough that you've probably learned lots of things, not only through arts education, but all the other great things and programming that that Fairbanks Arts Association does. Tell us a little bit about that, because I'm familiar with the performing arts, the literary arts, visual arts, and then you mentioned arts education. But how does this how does this mission enhance our community for both locals and visitors alike?
Yeah, absolutely. So the interesting thing about Fairbanks Arts is having incorporated in 1966 and having a long history, the programs and services of the organization have really evolved over the years, depending on what the community needs are. So in the earliest days, the organization hosted ballets and operas until organizations developed to take over hosting those kinds of arts. And as you noted, we have a variety of programs we host and produce and facilitate. And those are great ways to connect with locals, not just artists who may be interested in learning about a craft or growing their craft or showcasing their work that they have developed. But we have thousands of visitors locally who come through every year who are looking to connect with artists, experience the arts, and really just looking for a way to get more embedded in their community. And that often happens through the arts. And then, of course, for visitors, because we have this diversity of programs and we are very centrally located in the Centennial Center for the Arts in Pioneer Park, we do end up sort of acting like an information center for a lot of folks who come through. And that's just such a great way to connect with people from all over the world. And they go through the Bear Gallery. They come to our literary readings. They end up going to special events we host. And that just, it's really special to be able to say on any given day, we might be, you know, ushering 1,200 students to a concert we have helped facilitate that Fairbanks Concert Association is presenting, or we might be hosting a special event outdoors of Pioneer Park in the summer that has all sorts of activities for every age. Or we might be showcasing an author's very first work. Nice. And so there are a lot of special moments we get to be a part of as this kind of umbrella arts organization with the function of just connecting community through accessible arts experiences.
That's outstanding. And I love that you are there on the front lines, especially there at Pioneer Park, where we do get a lot of visitors coming through that come to our community. And they may even stumble across like, oh, look, there's an art gallery here. And that's the Bear Gallery, right? So the Bear Gallery in Pioneer Park, and it's free and open to the public. Now, how does FAA work with, and I'm going to say FAA, not Fairbanks, not the Federal Aviation Administration, Fairbanks Arts Association. How does Fairbanks Arts Association work with artists to host your monthly exhibitions at the gallery?
Sure. I will say that I appreciate how you mentioned people stumble up there and be like, and say, oh, there's an arts gallery, because I can't even count the number of times people have said exactly that phrase.
Yeah.
So the Bear Gallery exhibitions are one of our most visible programs over the course of the year. It is our physical space where folks get to come in and interact, and we feature hundreds of artists over the course of a year. And the gallery shows open on the first Friday of each month. And over the course of a year, we host solo and group shows for artists, curated exhibitions. We also host juried exhibitions where we ask a guest artist to come curate a selection of submissions from Interior Alaskan artists. And then we also have open entry exhibition opportunities where there's no jury process, but simply, you know, anybody who is looking to participate, age 18 or over, can come have their work in the Bear Gallery. And those exhibitions happen through an annual process. We take in applications for exhibition with a deadline of October 31st every single year, for people to have their work reviewed by a panel that we've selected of statewide Alaskan artists who look those over and help guide us in creating a diverse range of exhibitions in the Bear Gallery. So that's how those solo, group, and curated shows come to be. And then the juried shows are fixed exhibitions in our schedule, as well as our open entry and membership shows. Some of our Fairbanks Arts Association produced shows kind of take turns biennially. And so the best way to learn about having a show in the Bear Gallery or what's coming up is to sign up for the Fairbanks Arts newsletter, which folks can do on our website, fairbanksarts.org. But those exhibitions are such a critical part of what we do in our programming. It's one of the main exhibition spaces in town. And as a nonprofit gallery, we are one of the only spaces where artists really have the ability to possibly share more experimental work or possibly work that's not for sale and less consumable types of artwork, such as installation work.
Right.
And that's an important function we fulfill for local artists as well.
Yeah, and it's a really nice space. It's well lit, lots of room. It's able to kind of move things around as you need to. And one of the features that I'm aware of is that there's a gift shop there, right? So there's a lot of local artists that are there in your gift shop. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So in addition to our monthly exhibitions in the Bear Gallery proper, we have an amazing gift shop that hosts over 100 local authors and artists in a variety of media. And so it's a great space all year round to stop in Monday through Saturday, noon to 6, on that third floor of the Centennial Center and find beautiful jewelry, ceramic, prints, paintings, and like I said, a lot of great Alaskan literature. And because our mission as an organization is to promote the arts in interior Alaska, the gift shop space is host to majority interior Alaskan artists. And so for folks looking to explore Fairbanks and the interior, it's a great place to stop.
That's great. And you mentioned a little bit, you touched on the idea of the Bear Gallery being a great space for where maybe it's not commercial, maybe somebody's trying something more experimental and they're not necessarily looking to, make an economic impact for themselves and others. But that's one of the great things that that arts plays in our local economy is that broader economic impact. Tell us a little bit about, besides the gift shop, other ways that in general the arts in Fairbanks plays into, the economy of Fairbanks.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So on that note, we actually very recently released the Arts and Economic Prosperity 6 study that Fairbanks Arts hosted for the borough area. And that was a national study project created by Americans for the Arts with over 300 local study partners across the country. And so I think we were maybe the only organization in Alaska this year who participated. And the last economic impact study we did was released back in 2016. And so following the pandemic, it was really intriguing to us to try to get updated economic impact data for the arts sector. So according to that study, which really surveyed arts organizations and audience members attending arts and culture events, the direct industry impact of the arts sector was about $45.6 million for the borough.
Oh, nice. That's
and
a big number.
It's a big number. It's an impressive number, but I will say it's also probably a really understated number. And so the true economic impact of the arts industry is much higher than that because, you know, that factors in that, you know, not 100% of possible survey organizations responded or, right. You know, it also doesn't factor in the economic impact of individual artists as business people.
True.
And that's
yeah.
a huge gap in
right.
the economic impact equation
it's
that
like
we have
attendance,
access to.
Attendance numbers and engagement numbers. It's not necessarily the artists themselves
right.
And how they go about doing business.
Yeah. And so while that particular study gives us some really interesting information, it does ask arts and culture organizations, you know, how much we are spending locally and towards local and state government to see kind of what our economic impact is within the community as organizations. And then, like you said, it has this audience intercept component where we went to a lot of concerts or events such as WEO, the World Eskimo Indian Olympics, and we stopped people and asked them to share with us what they had been spending on groceries, on, you know, kind of going out to different businesses or gas or babysitting, all as a part of their attendance to that particular arts and culture event. And so that audience intercept piece shows that indirect spending that happens when people go to arts and culture events, how that ripples out into the community with this really positive economic impact, because it's not just the cost of a ticket to a theater show, it's also all of those peripheral activities that are born out of attendance to that theater show.
That's wonderful. And without the arts, that wouldn't be happening. They may not be doing those activities.
Absolutely. And national studies for several years have noted how communities with rich arts and cultural offerings, visitors will visit more often and they will stay longer. So, the arts and culture industry are so important for our local tourism industry.
That's outstanding, Jess. And I'm talking with Jess Pena here. This is Explore Fairbanks. Bill Wright with Explore Fairbanks. And we are going to take a quick little break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about some of your activities, maybe some of your marketing examples. Also, your involvement. I know you're involved in the bed tax grants as well, which is something we have very much in common between Explore Fairbanks and your entity, and among many other things. So stay with us. We're going to be back in just a moment.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
More than 30 years ago, Northern Alaska Tour Company pioneered Arctic Circle Touring along Alaska's Dalton Highway. Today, they take pride in being the operator of choice for those traveling in Alaska's majestic Arctic. They operate one-day and multi-day tours by land, air, or land and air. Most departing from Fairbanks, the gateway to Alaska's Arctic and Denali National Park. Experience Alaska's Arctic for yourself. For more information, go online to northernalaska.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And welcome back to Explore Fairbanks. My name is Bill Wright. I am the executive, I'm talking with the executive director of the Fairbanks Arts Association, but I am the director of tourism and meeting sales at Explore Fairbanks, one of your many hosts here that likes to come in and talk about the visitor industry and all the great things that locals can take advantage of and ways that we tie into the local economy. And we have been talking with Jess Pena from the Fairbanks Arts Association about the great things that the arts do for our destination. I'm going to jump right into our next question, Jess, which is how Fairbanks Arts Association leverages Fairbanks year-round art activities and venues into its marketing efforts. You've kind of touched on that a little bit in the last segment where you were talking about the every month there's something new at the Bear Gallery and there's ways that artists can engage that way. What other activities are going on in our community that we want our listeners to know about?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for asking. So in addition to Fairbanks Arts hosting our own organizational events, one of the really important functions we have in relationship with other organizations is we really like to amplify what our community organizations are up to as part of what we share in our newsletters, what we post on social media, when folks are stumbling into our office in the Centennial Center, as they often do, asking kind of what's going on around town. We are happy to talk people's ears off about all of the amazing arts activities that are happening in Fairbanks at any given time. I do like to say that, you know, one problem we don't have here is finding something to do on any given night.
That's true.
There's often almost too much to do, too many choices to have to make when it comes to events that people could go to and engage in, which is really exciting. So over the course of the year, we do have various newsletters that we send out, and we include our affiliate member events in those newsletters. So at any given time, you might see events featured by the Folk School or North Star Ballet, the Symphony, the Concert Association, Midnight Sun Intertribal Powwow. Like, all year long, these organizations and groups of folks who are passionate about what they're doing in the community are hosting events for locals and visitors. And they're happening all around Fairbanks. Fairbanks Arts events are, I would say the majority of them are in our space in the Bear Gallery or in the Pioneer Park area. There are times when we go out into the community and partner with folks for events. And then there are a lot of other great venues for people to go check out some arts events. We love sharing information about Fairbanks Drama Association at the Hap Rider Riverfront Theater, which is a great venue. The Artisans Courtyard that North Star Ballet owns and is creating really vibrant space and community over there is a wonderful space to go engage and see some art up on the wall and get to know about things that are happening in the community. And of course, you know, North Star Ballet has the Nutcracker coming up.
Yeah.
There's just a very long list at any given time of amazing events coming up from around the community, like Dark Winter Nights this Saturday. I mean, the list goes on.
Just keeps coming.
Yeah.
And your newsletter, how would a listener get subscribed to that newsletter? What's
sure.
the best way to do that?
The best way to do that would be to go to fairbanksarts.org and click on our About page.
Mm-hmm.
So, or fairbanksarts.org/about.
Oh, uh-huh.
And there's a nice big button to sign up to be a recipient of the Fairbanks Arts News, or the arts fan for
right.
short.
Right. Sounds like you get a lot of information in that.
We really do.
You're packing it in there every. Is it monthly when you put it out?
We do send out monthly newsletters, and we have a kind of a general information newsletter that goes out quarterly, and then some more discipline-specific newsletters that go out more frequently. So we have a visual arts fan and a literary arts fan, performing arts fan, arts education fan, where because we have such a rich community and there's a lot happening in each area, we like to be able to share news, events, and opportunities for folks who are interested in those different program areas that
specific disciplines.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. So this is a subject that I'm sure you I'm not sure. Perhaps you have challenges every year, because I do know from having worked with other arts organizations that when it comes to bed tax grants, there's never enough necessarily money for all of the asks that are out there. And if I were king, I would just say, well, here, you all get this money that you've asked for. But that's one of the challenges I know with any granting process, is being able to spread the money out so that it meets the needs of the community. But tell us a little bit about Fairbanks Arts Association's involvement in the bed tax grant process.
Sure.
And if you want to elaborate on both the city and the borough, because are you involved in both of those, or is it just one entity?
So we're involved with the city bed tax discretionary fund process as an applicant.
As an applicant?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So among applying organizations, we are unique. We are the only consortium application that goes into the city discretionary fund pool.
Got it.
And so what that looks like each year is we work in collaboration with several of our affiliate arts and culture organizations to compile a group application to submit to the city. And so the Fairbanks Arts Consortium application to bed tax includes anywhere between 11 to 15 organizations each year. And the beauty of that is that it represents an important part of the industry for Fairbanks. And the idea is that when Fairbanks Arts Association applies for that fund and an allocation is made to the organization, what happens then is we re-grant 88% of that bed tax award to our consortium applicants.
Nice.
And so Fairbanks Arts Association puts in an application with aggregated information from all of the organizations. So the panel can see, you know, how many hotel rooms our 11 organizations have secured over the course of a year, or how many full-time and part-time staff members, how many local attendees to our events, and how many visiting attendees to our events. And so the impact of those numbers is really significant, and it's significant in that it reflects that all of us are working together to make Fairbanks a really desirable place to live, work, and visit. Mm-hmm. And that takes teamwork. You can't just necessarily have one standout organization and have a big draw for visitors to come check out the arts. You know, it takes a lot of organizations doing a lot of different things to create this really rich tapestry of arts and culture offerings. And that's what our consortium application reflects.
Yeah, that's perfect. And you said you're the only entity that does that.
Yes.
In the discretionary landscape or universe.
Yes, yeah. Which can, of course, you know, often be a challenge as well, because as you said, it's a limited fund with a cap. And but we are very committed to that process of making sure that, you know, we're lifting all boats for our arts and culture organizations through making sure that they have bed tax funds that are supporting their organizations and that's, the important
and,
work.
And that's one of the many ways that that the arts are supported here, and your role is very integral to it, especially as an association. So it's not just through that process, but just being a kind of a really strong coalition of all the different arts entities and stakeholders is very powerful, and I think you do an excellent job of that. We have a little bit of time left over, and I want to talk about two things. One is that I'd like to find out if there's anything that you want to touch on that we haven't yet, but I know that one thing that is coming up that we really should talk about for sure is the Handmade Holiday Market coming up. So let's spend a little bit of time talking about that.
Yes, please. We are so excited about the Handmade Holiday Market. So this is the second year. It's happening on Saturday, November 25th at Pioneer Park. It's Small Business Saturday. This is a great collaboration between Fairbanks Arts and Pioneer Park. So Fairbanks North Star Borough Parks and Recreation. And there's going to be something for the whole family there. It's going to be an amazing day of folks being able to shop for handmade gifts from local artisans and makers. There will be over 60 vendors at the market. It's going to be amazing.
Wow.
I'm so excited just about the range of artists we're going to have at the market. And then there will be free train rides and visits with Santa happening at the Railroad Museum from noon to 4 that day. I should say that the Handmade Holiday Market is happening from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So mark your calendars.
Right.
And so in the Centennial Center, in addition to the market being in the exhibit hall, kind of that one half of that building, the Bear Gallery will be open with the final day of our two November exhibitions featuring artists Alyssa Quinton and Amy Riceland Spear. Upstairs, we're going to have Suka's Polynesian Cuisine available for guests.
Oh, nice.
There's
some
also
food.
Yep, yeah. There will be food. Nice. We'll also have Little Owl there with their coffee, which, you know, everybody will be needing coming in from the cold. And we're also going to have story time and free books available. So thanks to the Literacy Council and Star of Gold Readers and Imagination Library. Those two organizations are going to be there reading stories throughout the day. We're also going to have Fairbanks Children's Museum there doing crafts with young folks. And so this is just like a really excellent community partnership coming together to celebrate handmade and to craft community. Crafting community is the focus of the event. There will also be fundraisers from the Folk School happening in the Folk School building, which is kind of behind the Centennial Center. I think that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then, of course, the event itself. There are a lot of ways to support Fairbanks Arts Association as a community nonprofit and to learn about how to get involved with your community arts organization, because there are a lot of different ways to do that. And I just really am looking forward to seeing folks come out next Saturday.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. It's a perfect time of the year to do that, too.
And one other thing that we're really excited is a new project this year. We partnered with artist Brianna Reagan, and we just sent it off to print. So we're very excited. We've developed the first crafting community Fairbanks Arts Gift Guide. And so there was an open call to artists and artisans who sent us work, and we've printed a gift guide featuring local folks that when visitors come to the market, there will be hot off the press local gift guide options. So it's a great way to craft community, shop local, and help our economy.
That's fantastic, Jess. It's been a real pleasure talking with you, and I'm looking forward to the handmade holiday market coming up. This has been Explore Fairbanks, and hope you'll tune in the next time that we get a chance to talk again. Thanks again for having coming on by, and we'll catch you later.
Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.